Thank you for calling customer service. My name is First Angel. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Sharp Gadget Company.
We service multiple different brands. In order for me to give you information on a specific brand, I will have to pull up an account for you first.
Okay. I have a charges on my Discover card dated November 18, 2020 for $59.97. I called Discover and they give me the telephone number and the name by Sharp Gadget. So that's why I'm calling you. Could you please check what kind of order I have and what description?
Can I have your zip code, please?
92223.
Okay, can I have that first and last name?
Metias, Mettias.
Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
And can I have your first name as well, sir?
Paul.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me?
1583 Timberline, Beaumont, California, 92223.
Yes, sir. So I do see here that you had you purchased the Hype Watch back on November the 1st for the 14-day trial.
The hot what?
The Hype Watch.
Hype Watch.
Yes, sir.
For $59.
What you applied for was a 14-day trial. And how that 14-day trial is within those 14 days, you have to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, within those 14 days, you will be billed a full amount of the product. It was a one-time payment. That's why you haven't received another payment, but it was for that watch because you never actually paid for that product. You only paid for the shipping. And since you didn't call in and cancel, you are billed the full amount, which is the $59.97.
So the watch was for $6.97, just the shipping and the watch free in the beginning. Then because I didn't call to cancel the account, they charged me $59.97.
Yes, sir. It wasn't never a free watch. It was a 14-day trial for you to try the watch. But since you didn't call in and cancel within the 14 days, you are billed the full amount for that product.
But did I get the watch?
Yes, sir.
Like I received the watch? If supposedly I cancel it within 15 days, means I send the watch back to the company or what? I don't understand because...
Yes, sir. You had to send it back within the 14 days, but you didn't send the product back, so you were billed for the product. You received the product on November the 4th.
I received the product on November the 4th, and they charged me $6.97 November 1st. Then I did not return the product back.
Yes, sir. So you will bill the full amount on the 18th of November.
Okay. That's the whole story.
But once again, it wasn't a monthly subscription. It was a one-time payment. So that's why you haven't received any more charges. But that charge was for that watch because you didn't call in the council and send that product back within the 14 days.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great night, sir.
Okay. Thank you.